And finally, we have the flashback segment of the show, which is a special segment of the April 29th, 1996 show. That would be, gosh, 23 years ago. This was at a time when the issues that were happening at that time had to do with the City Hall sleepers protest, which had began 2 months before, with the shutting down of the winter shelter, as often happens. More recently, the Freedom Sleepers in 2015 began because the shelter shut down and also meals were abandoned. Actually, that was the reason. And the whole process of people getting into the Paul Lee Loft shifted to require a pathway to housing rather than it being emergency shelter under the Führership of Phil Kremer. Way back then, in 1996, the city had dispersed an encampment, just as the Ross Camp encampment was dispersed just a week ago. But then they dispersed the Coral Street open-air shelter, also known as the Back 40. As a consequence, a number of people died who had not died during the pendency of when there actually was a Coral Street open-air shelter, a Back 40, tents up during the day throughout most, or at least the half of 1995. And it was closed down even by the very Citizens Committee for the Homeless that was committed to supposedly helping the homeless. All those great old heroes, Paul Lee, Paul Pfotenhauer, those are the names that come back to mind right now. Anyway, you'll hear discussion about the City Hall sleepers protest, the stealing of blankets from the protest by the mid-level police officers like Steve Clark, no longer on the force, thank God. Interviews with Crossroads Chris Brozda, and a long interview with Councilmember Catherine Byers on this blanket burgling that was going on by police, as well as another issue that had come up, which was an attempt by Mike Rodkin to shut down downtown drumming and ban it, which instead, a timely mediation and a rare example of a liberal move by Scott Kennedy on local homeless issues involving a settlement of the drumming issue in a compromised way. Traveling Tom Noddy, also known as Tom, as I called him at the time, joined us in the studio and talked at that time. We talked also about vending, shelter, and other issues with Catherine Byers. And a beggarbacker, Becky Johnson, as I called her, came into the studio. She was also a member of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless herself on the board of directors. And she had essentially switched horses and was now operating actually for the homeless rather than for the poverty pimps of that day. And that's what you're going to be listening to. I hope you enjoy it. And in the meantime, check out the protest at City Hall. Sorry, at the River Street Campground. City Hall is the next day. There may be a protest there as well. I haven't yet heard word from Keith McHenry about that, who's usually the man who supplies food and flyers to that kind of activity. But it could be in the evening. So keep your eyes focused on the Santa Cruz Indie Media, where Keith often posts announcements of that kind, and we'll see what comes out of it. But there will be, of course, a press conference and protest outside the River Street Campground at 1220 River Street at 11 o'clock Monday the 13th. So be there. And now enjoy this journey to the past on April 29th, 1996, the second half of a Free Radio Santa Cruz Bathrobe Spears Broadsides show.